Step two is to think about all of those documents that may or may not be in the best possible state. So what I'm talking about here is you'll have customer agreements where you've been dealing with a customer for years on end and you've never revisited the contract. But if something were to happen, you fell out with that customer, they wanted to place a big order, actually, would that contract really be the right contract? And very often people say, well, we've dealt with them for years, we know that we invoice them, they pay in 60 days even though the contract says 120 days, we know that, you know, they will pay for carriage even though we don't say we charge for it, we in fact pay for it, you know, things like that. So they pay for it but we say we will, you know, there's confusion in contracts because it's just stuff that's happened for years. Or you may have a supplier where the terms have changed and you're applying a different discount from what the contract says, things like that. So you can have employment contracts with key members of staff that aren't up to date. And really a very, very useful exercise, specifically ahead of selling, is to get that type of contract out in your office and say, is it fit for purpose? Because if it isn't, you're going to degrade the value of your business when you come to sell. Because a buyer's going to look around and say, well, we're going to have to make a bit of a discount there because just in case that customer comes back and says it works like this, we'd have to give them some money back. Or if that supplier says, well, actually, we've been charging you less than we should have done according to our contract, we need some money back. So all of these things can degrade your value. Similarly, if you get them all in great order and they're fit for purpose and everyone's got the right contract with the right terms ahead of going into sale process, you can increase your value. So you will end up with a buyer saying, this is great, this is all really well set out, we can see where the customers are, we can see where the suppliers are, we can see where the staff are. So this is great, we'll pay a bit more for this business because we've got that certainty and surety about the company and its contractual situation. A number of examples of where this has helped improve valuation is that when somebody's got a key member of staff and the contract's out of date, the buyer will look at that and say, well, I'm a bit worried because if this person walks away, you know, the contractual situation isn't good. So what you do is you make sure that all of your key personnel are on the right contract and terms and conditions that bind them in or give them appropriate pay and package, and that way the value that a buyer will pay for your company will go up because that big aspect of your business is all sorted out. The same with customers, the same with suppliers. So I've seen many examples where customer contracts are just out of date, and actually when you go and talk to a customer, normally they're quite pleased that you've thought about them and you've said, you know, we do it this way now, you do it that way. If we put this in a new contract, we'll all know what's going on, it's up to date, reflects our relationship, and that in itself will increase value as well.